Decision makers and people involved within the recruitment process get called by recruiters day in, day out. Sometimes, quite literally, several times a day, depending on the size of their organisation and the market they're in. Those telephone calls come from recruiters just like you, all wanting their share of the action. So why do some get the chance to work a vacancy and others get the cold shoulder? Why do some guys get an exclusive role at full fee and others get no thanks and a please don't call back type of response? Well, it could be the recruiter's ability to handle the difficult rebuff that can turn things around. Yet when your contact says, "We have a PSL," do they really mean there's no way in for you, or is it simply a quick put down to get you off the phone? Why do they say that if in reality they potentially could do with some help? I'd like you to consider this. Getting a negative reaction may have quite a lot to do with the initial impression that you create, what your opening is, and how much you've done your homework. If you've a compelling opening, a good reason to speak to them, and sponsorship to call, then maybe, just maybe, you won't even get the objection or negative reaction. So what is sponsorship in this scenario? Well, consider this. Why cold call a stranger saying you don't know me, I'm a recruiter, if instead you can say that the reason for your call is that you've been speaking with a current or previous contact of theirs, obviously name-dropping your sponsor as you do so, and tell them that the person suggested that it would be a good idea for both of you to speak. Now you have to agree, that's a far warmer opening and therefore a much more compelling reason to call with that all-important sponsor. Even if you do get the "we have a PSL" reaction, you can at least be sure that it's a genuine response and not something said to simply get you off the phone. So an ongoing project for you has to be to try and find someone who can give you the sponsorship to call a new prospect. There are two main ways of going about this. Either find an organisation you want to do business with and explore who you might know, who has a contact there, and whose name you can use to get you in, or speak to existing contacts as to who they would recommend you call within their business, within a different department or office within their organisation, or who they know outside of their organisation. Working hard at that may well mean that 80% of your introductory calls to potential clients have the all-important sponsorship. Now, of course, that means you'll get fewer objections, but it also means that if you do get one from a sponsored contact, they're more likely to be genuine. And that's a good frame of mind to get yourself into. Whether it's a cold call or a sponsored introduction, start to believe that they would use you if they could, and it's just circumstance, purse strings, satisfaction with their current provider, or any other valid reason. In that way, when you give your response, you'll sound more reasonable, respectful, and professional. Good luck. Go get those sponsors.